really of the value. And a friend in Jesus is everything to me.
saints. Good afternoon, saints. It's good to be with you here this afternoon. It's always good to stay and get the second part of things. We thank the Lord for the morning service. Those that were here, I absolutely was touched somehow, pricked in my heart. And we were just talking with Brother Vegas there that it was quite a challenge, a very big challenge. And I was just sitting there saying, oh God, let him not speak of that one and that one. But we want to thank the Lord for the things that he has done for us. And we certainly want to thank him for the message this morning and also for this afternoon. Thank you, Sister Lydia, for the song. You used a very interesting word there. I was listening. You say the song is an expression of something. It is indeed an expression. We want to read from the Bible this afternoon, from the book of Romans chapter 8. Just one verse, very familiar verse. Romans 8 verse 28. Romans 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. That's a very familiar verse that we normally use with one another when things don't go right, you know. Say, oh, don't worry, brother. All things work together for good, you know. But many times we leave that verse there. Say, oh, don't worry, brother, all things work together for good. And we leave it like that. But we seldom read the rest of the verse to say, it works together for good for them that love God. Amen. And not only that, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. So God here, this scripture here brings a very interesting word, purpose. And you would think that purpose, to speak of God and purpose in the same sentence, you could almost feel it's like a sacrilegious thing. Because when you think of the definition of purpose, it's the reason for being. The reason why this glass is here. Amen. Maybe let's turn again to the book of Isaiah 14, verse 24. Isaiah 14. Because when you think of purpose, you think, what does purpose mean? What is God's purpose? What is my purpose? You know? And it says in verse 24 there, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. And as I have purposed, so shall it stand. And if we skip again to 27, 26 perhaps, this is the purpose that is purposed upon the whole earth. And this is the hand that is stretched out upon all the nations. For the Lord of hosts has purposed. And who shall disannul it? Who's going to stop God's purpose from happening? And his hand is stretched out, and who shall turn it back? Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, even as we look in these scriptures, Lord, we pray, Father, for your grace and your mercies, for we are only just human beings. But Lord, we love your word, Lord, for we found that it is the truth, it is the way of life. And we want to ask, Lord, that you may reveal these things unto us and help us, Father, to move from where we are to the place where you want us to be, O God. Please be merciful unto your people. We have heard of the many that are sick, Lord, and could not be here this afternoon. We commit them into your hands again, Lord. May we hear testimony of your healing grace upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated, saints. So looking at God's purpose this afternoon, when I walked here, I found that there was a cup here. And immediately I know that this cup has a purpose. I'm supposed to use it to drink some water from this cup. But if there was a knife here, I would have questioned, say, But for what purpose is the knife here, you know? Is it to threaten the saints? Say, hey, don't sleep, you know? But no, everything has a purpose. You have a purpose why you are here this afternoon. There's a purpose why I am standing here today. There's a purpose why you were hired by the company that you are working for. In fact, even that company to be created, there was a purpose that somebody was trying to achieve. So if you get into a company and you don't even know what your purpose is, it's going to be very difficult for you to do anything in that company. But if you want to be successful in the work that you are doing for that company, you've got to find your purpose in that company. You've got to find the purpose of that company and your purpose in that company and align those two, and then you're on your way, like the pastor said, a clear path to the top, you know, in your company. Indeed it is, because you are useful to the company. You have purpose and your purpose aligns with that company and you are on your way then. But when we speak of purpose concerning God, I said it might almost seem like a sacrilegious thing, because purpose is the reason for being, the reason why this glass is here, the reason why you have been hired and so forth. But we can't begin to think of the reason for God's being. God doesn't need a reason for being. He is God. But God has purpose in the sense that He has set out to achieve something. God wants to achieve something. He didn't have to make people. God didn't have to create heavens and earth. He could have continued to exist from eternity to eternity, not a problem to solve, and just continue on. But because there was something in God, like Sister said, this song is an expression of something. God wanted to express something that was in Him, and He couldn't do it when He was just alone. So God went about to achieve a certain purpose. So when we speak of the purpose of God, we are not going to be speaking about the reason for His being. But we are speaking of the things that God has set out to achieve. That's God's purpose. So God, everything that He has made from the very first time that He began to create things, was geared towards that purpose. He wasn't just making things for showmen and creating things, oh, how nice, He moves to the next. There was a purpose in everything that He was doing, because He wanted certain attributes to be expressed in Him, you know? So when we go to speak, I don't know if you got my slides there, sister. Brother Branham, when he preached the message, Christ is the mystery of God revealed. Very, very interesting message. Many people would not listen because it's 4 hours long. But this is a very beautiful, if you want to spend your time doing something useful, go listen and listen to this message. He says, God's secret mystery He had before the world began. Now, back in the back part of God's mind, there was something He was trying and going to achieve. And He had a motive in doing it, in order to let Himself be expressed. So God, you know, a musician doesn't create music and just keep it in his bedroom. It's not achieving the purpose that he has created it for. He creates the music and he brings it out in the public and stands here and sings it because he's trying to express something. So God had these attributes in him that he wanted to express. But he couldn't just express them. He had to create something so that he could express and let those attributes be expressed. Yeah? So in his great mind, he wanted these attributes to be expressed. In him was love. He was to be Father. In him was to be Son. He was to be a Savior. In him was to be a healer. All these great attributes that we see already expressed, they were in God. Now, what really caught me in this message is what the prophet says at the very beginning of this message. Now, I've had listened to this many, many times, but there are times when something is said a certain way, you hear it a certain way, and it pricks you, brother. Yeah? He says at the beginning of this message, Now just be as patient as you can. For I feel that in this here, if God will help me, we will reveal and bring into your mind all these other things that I have talked about on all through the days of the tabernacle. Why I have said what I have said and why I have done what I have done. This is why. My, when you hear the prophet say, everything I have done in the life of this tabernacle, I have done it and I have said it, and this is the reason why. You would pay a lot of attention to a message like that. So when you go now listening and he begins to explain that God had these desires, he had these attributes in him that he wanted to express. And it was his purpose to express those attributes. You begin to see now why the ministry of the prophet was the way that it was. Because he found the purpose of God, and he aligned his own ministry's purpose with the purpose of God, and there is where lies success in everything that we do. If you want to walk a successful Christian life, find what the purpose of God is. Find why he saved you. He didn't save you just for saving's sake. Yes, he was trying to express his attribute as a savior, but he did that also for a certain reason, as we will see as we continue to go. And many times these things, they are best explained maybe through examples. You know? And I could think of a few examples in the Bible. The prophet says that God, he has been doing this throughout the whole Bible. Everywhere you go in the Bible, you find God trying to express something. So any portion of scripture that you are going to take, you can see God trying to express some of his attributes, because that has been his purpose from the very beginning. So when we think of, say, in the book of 1 Kings, when the prophet spoke and he said, "There shall not rain come until I call for it." And God spoke to him and said, "Go to the brook and stay there. There will be some water for you to drink. And I will send the ravens and they will come and bring you food." What was God doing? He was expressing something that he is a provider to the prophet. Yeah? And even through ravens, if them ravens, like the pastor had said, were commissioned to preach the word, there's not a single day that they failed to come with food to the prophet. They were so faithful in expressing a certain attribute of God to this prophet. But this brook dried, and the Lord says to the prophet, "Go to the city of Zarephath," I think it's called, "and there I have commanded a widow woman." So the prophet goes to this widow woman, and he finds her at the gate picking two sticks, and he says, "Bring me some water to drink." And she began to go to get some water, and he says, "While you are at it, bring me a cake also." And she was like, "Where will I get the cake? I have just enough to make one more meal, and that's all I have." And he said, "You go and do as I have told you. For thus saith the Lord, that barrel of oil and the meal will not waste." So this woman here, this lady, she walked right into the purpose of God. What was his purpose in this case? He wanted to preserve the prophet, because he had said, "No rain will come until I call for it." If he had died before the rain came, you know, there would be no rain until this day. Because it's God's word. So it was God's business to preserve this prophet. And this woman, this lady, she walked right into the purpose of God. And she aligned her own purpose. It became her business to provide for this prophet. And when those two things met like that, a great miracle. Because the oil never wasted. For 3.5 years, it never wasted. Maybe even more. Because after 3.5 years, the rain came, but the crops didn't grow on that day. They had to grow, harvested, and then food was available. So for a long time, God's purpose and this woman's purpose collided like this. And today we read of this lady here. And God, what was he doing? He was expressing himself through this woman, that he is Jehovah Jireh. That's what the word says. He provides for all our needs. So how could God ever express that attribute if there wasn't any person that ever needed something to be provided? So you see that God, in every place of the scripture when you read, he's expressing his attributes in a certain way. And he did the same with this woman here. Now, another example that I could think of, the Bible says that he heals all our diseases. And there was two disciples that were going to the temple at the time of prayer, Peter and John, in the book of Acts chapter 3. And they come across this man who was lame from his mother's womb. He had never been able to walk or to stand on himself. And he was past 40 years. So imagine, all his life he had never known what it is to walk. And they would put him at that gate there so he could get alms from people. You know how we feel sorry for one another, and you see someone crippled, you want to give them something. And God, through these two disciples here, wanted to express that he is a healer to this person. And when these two prophets came, disciples came, they said, we don't have silver and gold, but what we have we give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise and walk. What was happening? God was expressing himself that he is a healer to this man here. Because how could God ever have expressed himself if there wasn't a sick person to express himself that he is a healer? So these two brothers here, they found God's purpose. They knew that God is a healer. He wants to express himself as a healer. And they found here an opportunity where God could express himself as a healer. And they speak to this man and say, arise and walk. He had never walked. But he got up. Not only did he walk, it says he leaped and jumped and was running into the temple praising God. And it was such an attraction to people because they knew this man. For 40 years he was in this situation. And God was expressing himself through these two brothers that spoke to him and said, arise and walk. And God expressed himself that he is a healer. Now, just one more example and we move to where I want to get to, is the Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel. When the king said, you are going to bow down to this statue here and worship it. But these boys said, we will not bow down. Even at the pain of death, they would not do it. Because they were standing on the word of God. They were expressing something, a certain something of God in their stand for the word of God. And it was such an attractive thing to God that God himself came. It wasn't enough for God to give them grace to go through the fire and come out. No. It was such a spectacle that God himself came and expressed himself and walked with them in the fire. Yeah? Because they stood for the word of God. They stood and they would not compromise. Why? Because before that, right before the foundations of this world, in heaven itself, iniquity was found in Lucifer. And he told his tale to the other angels and they followed him and rebelled against the kingdom of Michael. And they didn't stand on the word of God. But God was to have people that he would say, my sheep hear my voice. Amen. A stranger they would not follow. So that word wants to express something. And them boys took that word and they say, we will hear only God's voice. We will not follow a stranger. And it was such an expression that God himself came down and said, I'll go with you through the fire. Amen. And he walked with them through the fire. And we read about it today because God was expressing something through these boys. Now, there are many things that God wants to express. He wants to express that he's a healer. God wants to express that he's a provider. So when there is lack in your house, for you, you should count yourself worthy that you have been selected, that God could express something through your situation. Because there has to be a lack somewhere for God to express himself. And even when sickness comes, you should count yourself worthy that my God has chosen through me to express a certain attribute of him, that he is a healer. Yeah? But not only is God a healer, not only is he a provider, he has many attributes that he wants to express to his church, and God is a savior too. As we heard very well this morning with that vision of William Booth, that many people are drowning, and you were in such a place, and I was in such a place. But God is the Savior, and he came and he pulled us out, and we are in safety now. But not only does God want to express his attribute of being a Savior through saving you, but he wants to save others too. And he's going to partner himself with you and me to express that attribute to the world. Now, as you read this message along, Brother Branham says, he has showed or revealed it in every type that's in the Bible. Therefore, the entire Bible is the revelation of God's mystery in Christ. The entire Bible is an expression of one goal that God had, one purpose he wanted to achieve in the entire Bible. I think maybe the one I'm looking for is the next one. So he says that this purpose that God had is threefold. The first, he wants to express himself completely, God in Christ. And we can think of Jesus Christ, how he expressed God. Completely he did it. Yeah? But there is two more parts to this. The second one, he wants to have the preeminence by this in his church, which is his body and the bride, till he could have the preeminence to express himself through them. So, if you begin to think of that second part there, that God wants to express himself to this world through you and me. Like what the pastor was saying in the morning. God, the very pinnacle of his creation, was to impart life. There's no greater thing we can think of. He made the heavens, he made the earth, he made the stars. He done all these things, but God began to create. He created different kinds of life. He created trees. He gave them life. God created marine life. He gave them life. God created animals. He gave them life. But the very top of it, he created a man. And he gave man life, and man became a living soul. That's the top, the very most top act of God's creation, was to impart life. And not only does he want to do it himself alone, but God wants to express that attribute of a life giver through you there. In that second part, he wants to express that to the world, because the people are dying, as we have in the morning. Everybody knows that. But God is not willing, the Bible says, that any of them should perish. Amen. There is no such unrighteousness with God. He is willing that everybody repent and receive eternal life. But not only that, he wants to partner you and him to do that. Through you, to impart life. The very top act of creation is to give life. That's what God did with you and me. But not only is it on his own reserve, but he wants to do the very same thing, to impart life using you and me. That's a great expression. That's a great purpose. So when you think that God saved me, for what purpose did he save you? You know, sometimes we get things that we buy, and they are useful for some time. But maybe after 2-3 years, it's not so much useful anymore. You know, you got something better. But sometimes we keep these old things for sentimental value. You know, say, it really saved me. You know, I saved a lot. I used a lot of money to buy this watch years ago, but there's better things now. We keep those things for sentimental value because they once meant something to us. But I wouldn't want God to keep me in his kingdom for sentimental value. I want to be useful to the kingdom of God. Because I'm saved for a purpose. He's never going to throw me away. I could go home and sleep for the next 40 years if I want to and eat bacon and eggs every morning and still I'm saved. But I don't want to be a sentimental value thing that, yeah, once I saved him. No, I want to be useful to the kingdom of God. I want God to partner with me and use me in the saving of souls. Yeah? Because that's God's second purpose. It's one of this threefold purpose of God. The first was to express himself through Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ did that. He came and he expressed the Father to us. He died on the cross to show us the love that the Father has for us. There's no way we could ever have comprehended the love of God if he had not expressed himself through Jesus Christ. But not only does God want to stop there, he has two more things that he wants to achieve. One of them, he wants to express these attributes through his body, the bride, you and me. So every time that we have an opportunity to witness to someone, to impart life to them, and we don't take that opportunity, we are denying God that purpose that he has. Imagine that God saved you for that purpose, to impart life to others. But we deny him that opportunity every time that opportunity comes. Say, no. You know, why? Because we have our own purposes now. I have my own purposes that I put higher above God's purpose. And they are more important. I might lose friends. I might not be popular, but no. What do? Like the pastor was saying, we jump straight on to number three. It's still God's purpose to restore the kingdom to its right position. He wants to bring us back again to the Garden of Eden where he can walk with us, ask us how was the day in the cool of the evening, talk with his people, fellowship with them. That's the aim that God has. But it's the third one. But we spend all our time praying for this third one to come and we want to bypass the second one. No. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah where we read, the Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass. So the purposes of God will come to pass. Yeah? And it says that no one shall disannul it. The purpose of God. So if he has purposed something, it's going to happen. Amen. And if he has purpose that is going to happen by him partnering with his bride, it's going to happen. I think I would be very worried if God reveals to me his purpose and I just don't care about it, you know. I should ask myself whether I am bride or not, you know. Because his bride will partner with God to achieve his second purpose. That's what God will do. They will not bow to the pressure of the world like those Hebrew boys. They were not that kind of a people. No matter what the pressure was, my sheep hear my voice. They will not follow a stranger. And they expressed that kind of an attribute that we will stand on the word of God. We will not be like Lucifer and all his works that he did to deceive, you know. But they stood on the word of God regardless of the fire threat that they had. And it was such a great thing. So when you begin to look at these things, brother, and you know that God has a purpose that he has us here for, and then trouble comes your way, why would you worry about it? You know that God wants to express something through me. He wants to, you know, when you're a musician and you can't sleep at night, like Brother George says, you know, and there's something pressing in you, you want to put it into paper, you want to write down a song, you want to practice it, you want to bring it here because you want to express it, to show an attribute of God. That's as much also when God is wanting to express something in you through you to reach out to the person that you have been working with for the last 4 years, you know? You don't want to leave things like the pastor said last time, that God has to bring someone else into your workplace, you know. Then you get retrenched and that person does the work and things move on. No, I am not going to be a sentimental believer, a sentimental person that is kept for sentimental value, but I want to be useful to the kingdom of God. And I wanted to bring this very short exhortation to you, saints, that God wants to express himself through you and me. And let's not deny him that. It's the one driving thing. If you hear the prophet say, this is why I have done all I have done. This is why I have preached the way I have preached, was to be partnered with God in expressing his attributes. Wouldn't we be better people to also align ourselves with the purpose of God in our lives and move in that? I think that we'll be very successful Christians, and may the Lord bless you as we invite our musicians again. Thank you.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning brings eternal bright and fair, when the symbol of the earth around the other ship, and the Lord is stood upon the highway. Asking Sister Rebecca, Program's daughter, about what did they used to do in the house. And she said, before we slept every night, we'd get on the piano, someone would play the piano, and we'd sing. And she said, and the brother would ask, what songs do you want to sing? And she said, my dad, he loved the work songs. Yeah.
He loved the ones like, we'll work till Jesus comes. And like the one who just been singing, you know, let us labor for the master. And said, Brother, I'm always chose those type. And it's like Brother Wilmore said, because the prophet had a vision that he knew there's something that needs to be expressed. Like Paul says, I haven't yet attained, I'm not yet made perfect, but there's something before me. I'm pressing towards a mark. I'm pressing towards a prize. You know, there's something that needs to be expressed. You know, so I really, really like that with the prophet. He'd always encourage himself because he knew the work's not yet finished. Now, we can't yet call to the mainland and say, please come and take us home because the work's not yet finished. So, friend, Paul said one thing. He said, I want to apprehend that for which I am apprehended. He says, I want to lay a hold of that for which Christ laid a hold of me. And somebody put the quote the other day, and the prophet says, he says, there were many millions dying in sin when Christ called me. So he must have called me for a purpose. And I said, thank you, Brother Wilmore. Let us just really just, in simplicity, as we sing one more song, consider your purpose. What did he call you for? He called you so you can express himself. You might say, but I'm not so good at it. Well, Naomi wasn't so good at it either. She made a wrong decision with her husband and she ended up in a land she shouldn't have been, out of the will of God, but she still expressed enough of God for Ruth to say, I want your people to be my people. I want your God to be my God. Friends, we don't have to be perfect. We just have to yield ourselves to him. Let's sing something else, Brad Jim. What do you have for us, Brad? Whatever you have, Brad. I keep pushing it back to you.
I'm pressing on that upward way. New heights ahead. Lord, and what a blessing it is, and honor, Lord, Father, to be called by your name, to be called your sons and daughters, yes, Lord, Father, to think that you can be so mindful of us, Lord, even upon a day such as this, to gather us, Lord, Father, from all the other commitments that we could have been engaged in, Lord, Father, to bring us into your house, Lord, so that you can tell us, Lord, your mind, Father, even to impart to us, Lord, even your desire, Lord, in this day and age. Father, the time of the harvest, Lord. Father, what a blessed time it is that you called us to live in, Lord. Father, the uniting time when we see out in the world, Lord, the enemy is gathering his own people, Lord.
Yes.
Father, we see, oh God, what the United Nations are doing, Lord. We see what the churches are doing, Lord. Father, we see how the enemy is laboring and evangelizing in this day and age, Lord. Father, what an appropriate message for us to hear, Lord Jehovah, that at a time when the enemy is gathering his own, you are also gathering your own, Lord. Father, how we pray and we ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you have mercy upon us, Lord. If only we could come up higher, Lord.
Yes.
Father, to be in that vision that you have for us in this day and age, to realize, dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jehovah, that you are waiting upon us, Lord, Father, to call in, Lord, Father, those lost souls, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, that is to be in the body, oh God.
Amen.
Grant us your grace and grant us your mercy at this time, Lord, even as you have already shown unto us, Lord Jehovah, that it is your desire to put your spirit within us, Lord, so that you can express your redemptive attributes, Lord Jehovah,
yes,
through each and every one of us.
Amen.
May you have mercy upon us at this time in this afternoon, Lord, as we part to go our separate ways, Lord. Let us go with this in mind, to know that in this week, Father, all you desire for us, Lord, is that we go out there, Lord, to seek for that lost sheep, Lord. Father, to seek for that one who's bound, Lord Jehovah, in sin.
Yes.
That one who needs deliverance and salvation, Lord. Father, may you have mercy upon us, Lord Jehovah. Father, how blessed it is that, Lord, with each and every one of us in this place, as you've created us and made us, Lord Jehovah. Father, you so loved it, Lord Jehovah, that you can use each and every one of us in our own way, Father, Lord Jehovah, Father, to do that redemptive work, oh God. Father, have mercy upon us, therefore, oh Lord. Father, and let your spirit quicken us, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we do pray, thanking you for the brother that stood to minister your word, Lord.
Yes.
Father, may you restore all the virtue that has gone out of him, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Father, most important, Lord, in this week, please just lay it upon our hearts. Let us not go and be forgetful here,
yes,
Lord. Father, but that which you have expressed to us, let us carry it with us throughout the course of the week, so that when we meet, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, even upon our next meeting, oh God, Father, we will be yielding in our hands, Lord, the fruits of the labors of the week, dear Father. Lord, and there will be more glory to your kingdom, more glory to your name, Lord. Father, have mercy upon us and grant us your grace, oh God. Father, as we part to go our separate ways, may your spirit be with us. Lead and guide us,
yes,
and protect
Lord.
Us, dear Heavenly Father, on the roads. Father, deliver us from accidents, dear Lord,
please,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ. Father, we do pray for those that could not make it for the service, Lord. Be with them, dear Heavenly Father, Lord,
yes,
wheresoever they are. Father, those that are troubled in their bodies, Lord, with sickness, Lord, we do pray, asking you, dear Lord Jesus Christ, especially after you've preached even this message unto us, it pleases you that we should call upon your name so that you can go and touch them and heal them,
yes,
Lord. Father, even to grant the healing that you already purchased for them on the cross of Calvary, Lord. Father, what a privilege it is, Lord Jehovah, that we can raise up our voices, Lord, to ask you to touch them and to grant them healing, oh God. Father, we pray and we thank you and we glorify your name at this time. In the name of our precious and mighty Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be with us now as we part. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, brother. You are the center of my heart. I think in Christ is the mystery of God, the prophet says. If Christ is the center of the scripture, and I think it's in Christ is revealed in his own word. He says, if every verse you find Christ is the center, how much should he be in our lives? May he be the center. God bless you, Baruma. Thank you so much
you
for
the
word. You are the center of my heart. Let's sing that song. And as we dismiss, God bless you, saints. Until we meet again.
You